You know, they've got a lot of speed and skill, and they make plays. You know, they're one of the probably the best lines in the league, most productive lines, and they're a real challenge to play against. All three guys can shoot the puck, all three guys can make plays, and they all play with a lot of speed. So, you know, it's a tough matchup to have for sure. I thought we did a reasonable job. Obviously, they scored the first goal, that line, in the first period, but after that we were able to make some plays. There's some things we want to clean up, obviously, and I'm sure, you know, they're going to continue to get better throughout the series. They're great players, but yeah, it's a fun, it's fun to compete against, you know, guys in a line like that with that much ability.
They're not the biggest guys. Is that a different challenge? Maybe a little more skill than trying to run you over?
You know, I think all three guys compete really hard on the puck. They've got good sticks. We talk about, you know, they're sort of never out of the battle, coming up the ice. They're looking to strip you and go the other way. Their transition game's outstanding. But, you know, they play physical when they have to. And I think all three of those guys are high competitors. So it's a tough challenge, no matter, you know, what way you look at it.
Josh, we've known for a while in this market how good of a player Mark Scheifele is. But are even you somewhat surprised at the production he's been able to achieve in the playoffs?
I mean, honestly, with Mark, you're never really surprised with what he's able to do. He works so hard on his game. He has such, you know, high aspirations for where he wants to get to. He's never satisfied, and he's just been able to constantly go to another level. You know, the stage is never too big for him. He seems that, you know, the bigger the game, the better he plays. And, you know, it's just been great for us to see him go to this another level in the playoffs. And so to answer your question, not surprised at all.
Is the level that you guys expected from him? I mean, 12 and 13 is high, but like something that you guys thought that he was capable of?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Mark and I, I've known basically since I've been drafted here, and I've known what, you know, his goals were for himself as a player. And you know, just look at his progression over the last number of years. Every year he's made huge leaps and bounds as a player. And I think this year, you know, he was on pace for a huge year, had an injury and came back and didn't even miss a beat. So not surprised at all with his, you know, success in the playoffs. And it's been huge for us. You know, he's a key player for us, of course. And you know, like I said, just spending time with Scheif and you know, talking to him. I mean, he's always trying to find a way to get better. And like I said, he rises to the occasion. So we need a lot more of that from him going forward.
So being in the position that you're in after, I mean, it's basically 2 years ago that you were kind of wondering what place you would have on this team. And now you're one of their main shutdown guys in huge situations. Do you ever kind of take a look and think of how fast you've risen yourself?
Yeah, you know, we as hockey players, we're always focused on the task at hand and, you know, the next day and what you're doing and all those sort of cliches. But when you kind of step back and look at sort of the last couple years and sort of the, you know, I guess where I think I've come from as a player, it's been pretty exciting. It's been a really fun kind of wild ride over the last few seasons. And, you know, you're just thankful for the opportunity to have to play and to show your stuff and to continue to get better. I mean, I think, you know, as a young guy coming in the NHL, you have to have that opportunity to play if you want to, you know, continue to improve. So it's been a lot of fun. I mean, obviously, being in the conference finals right now is just so exciting as a player and an opportunity that, you know, you really want to try and make the most of. So, you know, when you do have a chance to step back and sort of look at things, which I'm sure I'll do more maybe in the off season or things like that, it's been a pretty cool sort of last couple of years.
Follow up to that then, Josh, is this as comfortable as you've seen Jacob play in the...
Yeah, I mean, you know, Troops, again, same thing as Mark. He's a guy that his game's just gone to another level. He continues to go to another level as a player. And, you know, he's somebody who I've spent a lot of time playing with. And you know, he's just such a – he can do everything in the game. He can play offensively. He can play defensively, physically, move the puck. And he's been outstanding throughout the playoffs. And, you know, the last – especially last night, you know, maybe Game 7 as well, I thought he – again, just rose the occasion, went to another level. So, you know, I'm happy that I get to play alongside him, and he's been great. Yeah, they're outstanding. They've got a lot of speed and skill. They really spread the puck around the ice. There's they use the quick transition game really well, and if you're creating if you're making turnovers at any spot on the ice, you're going to be in trouble because they're coming the other way. So they're extremely difficult to handle, but you got to do your best at sort of knowing where they are and having a good stick and trying to limit their chances as best you can. But you know they're going to get them because they're an elite line in this league.
Carlson obviously got a lot of attention for his breakthrough year and the 40 goals. I'm not sure that people realize or know much about the other two guys. Are they underrated in any sense, Smith and Marchessault, or within the league?
I mean,
know how good they are.
We definitely know players who play against them know what type of players they are and how good they are. And I think after this year, I'm sure a lot more people know who they are now if they didn't before. But just the entire line, they can kind of do it all. All three guys are shooters. All three guys make plays. They all play with a really high compete level. They're sort of never giving up on pucks, even on the back check, things like that. They have great sticks and compete really hard. So they're an elite line, and like I said, they're really tough to handle. And it's as a player, you sort of relish the opportunity to try and do your best to play against a line like that.
With the Nashville series, the way it wrapped up on home ice, just the home portion, how big was it to get back to the winning track here against Vegas when you move forward into a new series and kind of erase maybe some of those memories, or did you?
Well, I mean, I think one of the things you notice in the playoffs is momentum really doesn't carry over from game to game. Sure, obviously, you want to win every game you play at home, and our fans are outstanding for us. The atmosphere in the arena is just second to none. But at the same time, I don't think anyone was really thinking about, getting back on the winning track at home or anything like that from the last series. The last series was the last series, I guess, and you just move on and start the new one here last night. So we obviously want to make it a tough place to play. I thought we did a pretty good job of that throughout this entire season, and that's something that we're gonna try to do going forward.